Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. That again is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free once again. That is freetalklive.com. So, Mark, there's some parents that are awfully angry about their children's learning witchcraft, right? What's going on?
I don't know. From the AP. A suburban county that sparked a public outcry when its libraries temporarily eliminated funding for Spanish language fiction is now being asked to ban Harry Potter books from its schools. Laura Mallory, a mother of four, told a hearing officer for the Gwinnett County Board of Education on Tuesday that the popular fiction books are an evil attempt to indoctrinate children into the Wiccan religion. Well, the Board of Education attorney Victoria Sweeney said that if schools were to remove all books containing references to witches, they would have to ban Macbeth and Cinderella. Well, not to mention Hansel and Gretel. I can't think of anything else off the top of my head, but, you know, the witch in Hansel.
Yes, but the witches in those books are all bad. They're bad witches. In Harry Potter, they're good witches, and it casts witchcraft in a positive light.
Isn't a fairy godmother essentially a good witch?
Yeah, I guess.
What about The Wizard of Oz? They had good witches and bad witches.
True.
It's showing that there could be good and bad witches.
Yes, but the whole story of Wizard of Oz was not about the witches. It was about the trip to Oz and all of that. This is all about witchcraft, Mark, and we must protect the children.
I don't know if it's about the craft of witchcraft. No, it doesn't tell you how to make
witching
stuff.
There are secret words that the children utter. I don't know if you've read these books or seen these movies.
Abracadabra?
No, they're more secret than that. Okay. I can't utter them on the air.
Because
for fear of
exist.
For fear of causing a hex.
This is just a silly superstitious woman
yes,
who believes that her silly superstitious crap has some kind of relevance on my and my children's life.
Mm.
And she wants to use the power of the government, because it's a public school, you can do it. She wants to use that in order to foist her silly superstitions on me and mine.
Because that sure is going to stop kids from reading Harry Potter.
Ms. Mallory, stuff it. You take your four little brainwashed kids and you just pack them off to some brainwashed, superstitious school. Because I don't want them involved with my kids.
Mm.
You know, instead of banning the books, let's ban your four stinking, crazy little brats.
Well, now, that would be fair to the kids. I mean, they're being raised by a crazy woman.
Come on, they're going to grow up to be the crazy superstition
most
nonsense.
That's the likely outcome, but there's always the chance that they could rebel and rebut and become atheists or agnostics or something.
For any good reason other than to rebel against their mother?
That's a good enough reason.
No,
he's crazy.
No. That doesn't make it right. If you're doing the right thing for the wrong reason, you're still doing something wrong.
Yeah, but if it takes you to the right place, then okay.
So there's 1 in 100 chance. But I just want her kids away from mine. Until it is that they're, you know, adults and they can make decisions for themselves. And
of course, you would know better than to send your kids to a government school.
Mm, yeah. So there's a mountain of evidence for keeping Harry Potter, she said, adding that the books
keeping him away.
No. This is, I'm sorry, I've just picked up without letting you
know. This is another person.
Victoria Sweeney of the Board of Education.
I see.
There's a mountain of evidence for keeping Harry Potter, she said, adding the books don't support any particular religion, but present instead universal themes of friendship and overcoming adversity.
But they tell children that there's such a thing as magic. We can't have that.
Well, I guess we should outlaw the utterance of the word Halloween, too. It's
there are some people that would like that.
They absolutely would like that. Ms. Mallory would like that.
Yes, she would.
She's got here's a picture of her here from Logansville, Georgia.
I can't see the picture.
Telling you. She's doing a little presentation. She's holding up a brochure from a summer camp for learning the art of witchcraft in an effort to show the influence of the fictional Harry Potter.
Toilet trouble!
Right, just nonsense. Here she is in her little 1984 houndstooth jacket she's got on, you know, and just get out of here, you crazy woman.
Nutso.
I mean, you know, it's nice that your husband works so that you can stay home with those four kids and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know,
when she stays home with the kids, why doesn't she homeschool them?
I'm just presupposing.
I see.
Because
she should.
I don't know. She's just a mess. Get out of these people's business.
Is there more? I want more quotes from her. Is there more?
Let's see.
1-800-259-9231. If you think we should ban Harry Potter and you're serious about it, I want to hear from you.
No, I don't have anything else from Ms. Mallory. She's just a... these popular fiction books are an evil attempt to indoctrinate children in the Wiccan religion.
Earlier this week, we had the fool in Texas who wanted to ban Fahrenheit 451, which ironically enough is a book about banned and burned books.
Yes.
Now we have this woman who wants to ban Harry Potter, and she's not the first. This isn't the first woman or a person who has been calling for the ban of Harry Potter.
Now, I went to a Christian school, and it wasn't a Catholic school, so like a Protestant Christian school.
Yeah.
If somebody wanted to be crazy, this is where they would. This is one of the places they could send their kids. There was essentially one girl who throughout. You know, some came and went in the school, but throughout the whole thing, there's essentially one girl who wasn't allowed to participate in Halloween at all.
Hmm.
And so, when we participate in Halloween...
At a Christian school.
At the Christian school, I think it would have been considered untoward to wear, like, a devil's outfit or a witch's outfit. But we didn't want to wear those. You know what the number one Halloween costume is?
Dinosaur.
Princess.
Okay.
Because little girls want to be princesses.
Yes, they do.
And so, I mean, who wants to hold that against them? But, you know.
What's the number one male Halloween costume?
I don't know the answer to that. It's going to be whatever's popular that year.
Yeah.
Power Ranger or, you know, Luke Skywalker.
Right,
whatever,
right.
You know, whatever.
Darth Vader.
Yeah, whatever's popular that
Got
year.
Got it.
So, I mean, you know, this one little girl, you know, she got older as time went by. She wasn't allowed to participate. Her mother wouldn't let her. So she was, you know, when we'd do the Halloween thing, the trading of candy, she'd go sit in the office.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be doing fun stuff like bobbing for apples, pinning the tail on the donkey.
Well, I can't remember, but I know.
That's what happens. Yeah. At Halloween parties, you get dressed up, and there's fun stuff that goes on.
I know where Leah was. Right.
Wait, that was her name?
Mm-hmm.
She sat in the office the whole time.
Unfortunately.
What did she think about it? Did anybody ever ask her?
Like,
was she being controlled by her parents, or
absolutely.
Was she into this?
She was absolutely being controlled by her parents. She was of the opinion that, it was like, my mom doesn't let me celebrate Halloween.
Aw, that's so sad.
About ghosts and witches just, and stuff.
Oh, man.
You know?
That bums me out.
Yeah, it is a bummer.
Man.
I'm sure that there were some sort of compensations, but the way I saw it at the time... It just seems so sad.
Yeah, that really
Man,
is sad.
Man, you don't get to do Halloween. Halloween's great.
Yeah, go sit in the corner.
Yeah.
Sit in the office.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. If you've got a Halloween Halloween story, 800-259-9231.
I mean, kids love Halloween.
And it's coming up. You know, it's almost that time of year again. Obviously, the candy's being sold at Walmarts, and, you know, there's lots of people buying decorations, putting them up, and we're going to get to the point in the year which the news stories start to come out about people like this. And I love to share these with you. I love to bring these stories out about the anti-Halloween haunted houses that the Christians like to put up, you know, where they do horrific things.
Well, they show how awful hell is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to report on all that as we usually
And drug use and things like that. I don't know. I mean, I hold such a vendetta against the Christian religion in general that I just can't see clearly on things like this.
I was actually amused the other night. I was looking at I was watching the NH3.com forums, and there was one thread in there where there was three or four different Christians going at each other, just throwing out different interpretations of the Bible and what Jesus really meant and what I believe Jesus really meant and what's really true. And it just amazes me. I mean, they all call themselves Christians, but they all interpret things differently. They all have their own little version that they subscribe to.
You know, I was thinking today, you know, how strange is it that, I mean, we know the history of the Bible. We know that the Bible was put together at the Council of Nicaea. Really, really, everybody knows that. There wasn't a Bible before this. There is now. So, I mean, you know, that's where it was put together. So, I mean, you're saying that somehow God decided that he was going to guide these Catholic priests that nobody knows who these guys are. Mm-hmm. Their names aren't recorded. I haven't the foggiest idea that he was going to guide them to pick the right books, not St. George and the Dragon, but yes to the Gospel of Mark, no to the Gospel of Thomas, yes to the letters
Ludicrous.
To Timothy.
Ludicrous. 800-259-9231 coming up. We talked about, there was a little bit about cameras earlier in the show, but now Milwaukee's got an idea for taverns and nightclubs. They're going to be watching you.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football.
We should pass a law mandating a cooling off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including the bulletin board system. Over 130,000 posts await you. Over 1,200 people are interacting there. There's lots to talk about. There's serious issues being discussed, as well as fun stuff as well. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. Did I mention it's totally free? That's bbs.freetalklive.com, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.com. Org. The police state continues on, this time in Milwaukee, from the Journal Sentinel. Milwaukee's taverns and nightclubs could be required to install security cameras to keep an eye on customers both inside and outside, under an ordinance proposed by downtown alderman Bob Baumann. As written...
Cameras, what a great idea.
Got to keep people safe now, Mark. Cameras going to help keep people safe. As written, the measure would be would apply to all bars in the city. But Baumann said that it would be revised to exclude restaurants and small taverns, leaving the focus on the largest establishments and on the places where patrons cause the most trouble. Quote, video allows us to be eyewitnesses to the incidents that we're being asked to make judgments on. When neighbors appear at license renewal hearings with claims of violence and disorder at taverns, Baumann told the Common Council's Licenses Committee on Tuesday. Tavern and restaurant representatives say they understand the advantages of cameras, but they're concerned about the cost of the equipment, which could run into the thousands of dollars.
I can't see why it wouldn't be thousands of dollars.
For each establishment.
Especially if I owned a camera installing, motion camera installing business in Milwaukee. My prices have just doubled.
Sorry. For restaurants, you mean? For bars?
Especially for bars, yeah.
Ed Lump, president.
Well, I mean, you're gonna be busy. And they've got this rule. It's gonna be implemented,
sure.
And you've got such and such a time to get it done. Yeah, I'm gonna be busy.
Well, it makes you wonder about the requirements of the system. I mean, if you've got a big establishment, there's gonna be more than one camera necessary to cover the entire area, right? They're not gonna just let them get away with installing one camera at the front door, are they? Because they're concerned with fights. They're concerned with ruckus. And so if there's ruckus going on out in the parking lot, you're going to have parking lot cameras, well, and internal cameras and bathroom cameras.
What if you just put one on a pole in like the corner of your parking lot so it covers the whole area, but it may not be able to get in close enough?
I don't know.
It's just a crappy camera. Yeah, well, there's two dark shapes rising on the ground together.
There's a little more information here. Ed Lump, president of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association, said a small restaurant could spend $10,000 to $12,000 on security cameras.
Wow.
But Police Deputy Inspector Anna Rusinski disputed that claim, saying her department priced a four-camera system at $1,200 last year. Sally Ferguson, owner of Phase 2, which is a bar, obviously, said she spent nearly $7,000 3 years ago on a one-camera system.
$7,000 on one camera?
With a monitor and a recorder, plus the cost of tapes and maintenance.
Wow.
Bowman's measure calls for taverns and nightclubs to install digital video cameras that produce color images, to keep the images for at least a week, and to give them to any law enforcement agency that asks for them.
Oh, so he's just turned them into deputies that don't get paid. Deputies that have to pay in order to be,
to keep their business. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you don't go along with Mr. Bowman's idea, then you're going to get shut down, or they'll pull your liquor license, or your occupational license, or whatever it is they're going to do.
That's kind of the way all these things are, you know. I have this great idea, and it's going to cost somebody else a buttload of money, but that's okay.
Yep.
I don't have to
pay for it. $10,000.
I had an idea, and it's a good one.
You know, it's just amazing.
You know what my idea is? It's all of this is fine and dandy. Mr. Bowman has to pay for it all.
Right.
Absolutely. You know what? And you can't renege now, Mr. Bowman. We're just going to take everything you ever worked for, and we're going to put some cameras in.
Mortgage your house.
Yeah, and if you don't like it, too bad. I'm selling your shirt at the secondhand store. Give it here.
Bowman's measure calls for them to...
what a jerk.
Cameras will be placed outside to watch the parking lot and the street and inside to provide a, quote, panoramic full-frame view of the entire premises. That right there shows you that this man has no idea what it is he's talking about. Now, I am not a video expert, but I think I know a little bit more than Counselor Bowman, because the terms panoramic and full frame don't go together.
Oh,
panoramic is where the frame that you're looking at is wider than it is tall. Meaning, for instance, when you watch a movie and you've noticed perhaps in action films, the screen's about twice as wide as it is high. That's a panoramic, essentially a view, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
A full-frame view is usually about as tall as it is wide, or 4x3 is the typical television dimensions, the old television dimensions. A full frame typically refers to a full frame of video or a full-frame shot photograph, whereas panoramic has usually got black bars at the top and the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy doesn't even know what he's talking about.
A full-frame panoramic view.
The requirements would not only apply to not-for-profit organizations with liquor licenses, such as churches and veterans groups, because fights don't usually break out at those places, the legislation says. Bowman says he could support excluding restaurants and the proverbial ma-and-pa establishments for the same reasons. He says fights, shootings, and rowdy behavior are frequently cited and often disputed when taverns are facing license suspensions or revocations. Bowman says the videos, quote, really would improve the quality of the evidence at the committee's license hearing. So you're going to force these businesses to install $10,000 camera systems so that when the license renewal process comes up, you can use the evidence against them.
It sounds like a violation of the Fifth Amendment.
To pull their license.
Seems to me, you know, let's say for a second I own a bar.
Own a bar.
That bar has a liquor license.
Okay.
And I'm being charged, you know, they're saying they're going to take away this liquor license of mine.
Based on video evidence.
Based on the fact that there's too many fights.
Okay.
And I need to produce the tapes so that we
can... To prove it.
To prove, you know, so they can prove for themselves that these fights have occurred.
That does sound like a violation of the Fifth Amendment.
It sure does. Let's see, it's...
Not the whole thing, but there's one particular... It might be the sixth, one or the other.
Nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself.
Oh, that would be it. Self-incrimination.
Well, it's not really a criminal case, but...
Well, if you're
still being a witness against oneself.
Yeah, and it's just outrageous. Beyond all that, it's just outrageous... That these governments can just order business people around. Up, up, do this, do that, do this, do that. You must jump through these hoops if you want to continue doing business here in Milwaukee. Well, you know what? Screw you, Milwaukee. I'm going to go outside into the suburbs or wherever, you know, some nearby town and set up shop there and do my business there because at least they're not going to require me to have all this stupid overhead. If I want to install cameras to keep my customers safe, if my customers are coming to me demanding, saying, you know what, you know, I love your bar and everything, but it's just a little too dangerous around here, maybe you should install some cameras and then I'll want to come back here in the future. Maybe if people were demanding such a thing, the business owners would be Johnny on the spot. I mean, they would be right out there buying the cameras to do what it took to make their customers feel
good.
Oh,
I'm not sure that's true.
If you're losing business because your bar is too
dangerous? I'm just remembering
dangerous?
One particular bar owner in, specifically that I did some business with when I was working at the rock and roll station.
What happened?
No, he's just a jerk. It seems to me that...
Was he losing business because his bar was too violent?
His bar was the most violent place in town. I don't know. I couldn't tell you whether or not... I mean, they did open heart surgery there every Friday and Saturday night. I mean, it was a violent place.
All I'm saying is if you're losing business... And you can get that business back by making your customers feel safer. You're going to have a lot more incentive to install the cameras.
More money. Incentive.
You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. Half of Americans admit to re-gifting. We'll explain. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin. Pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Your show, you take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Shrine of female listeners awaiting you. Dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by visiting the shrine for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. Coming up, the Pope, and he apparently has some really amazing abilities. We'll talk about that, but first, New York, Reuters reporting that, well, half of Americans have admitted to regifting. Wrapping up that unwanted picture frame from last Christmas and giving it to someone else as a gift might not be as taboo as it once was, according to a study released on Wednesday. The study of 1,500 American adults conducted by Harris Interactive found that over half of the respondents admitted to regifting. Via passing on gifts becoming a far more common and acceptable phenomenon. In fact, 78% of consumers who were polled felt that it was acceptable to regift some or most of the time. Nancy Wong, spokesman for Harris Interactive, said she was surprised by the number of people who admitted to regifting. Quote, "It's not something that I've thought about, and when I saw that nearly half had done it, 52% have regifted and or would regift, that's quite a significant number."
Yep.
According to the survey, the most commonly regifted items were decorative household items such as vases, paintings, picture frames, and other trinkets. Useless crap.
Trinkets, yeah.
Tchotchkes.
You know, I got for...
I hate them.
I told people, look, I don't want anything for my wedding, for my wife and my wedding. I said...
I was so happy that you didn't want anything because you weren't going to get anything.
No, I told you, give me a check.
Right. And you didn't get
anything. Not from you. I didn't expect anything.
Yeah, you get to be on a radio show.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Oh,
I get to make your radio show worth listening to. I got some of the strangest gifts. And the one of the things that I got was clearly, it had to have been a regift because it was these the set of 8 goblets.
Okay.
And, you know, gold trim
wedding
around.
Wedding goblets, yeah.
Wedding goblets are sort of the things that one drinks out of, and I don't, you know, why do you want those things either? But
you don't drink out of these goblets?
The bride and the groom drink out of them,
yeah.
You know, at
that
time.
There's a whole set of those, though.
Yeah, this was a set of 8, and this was more for wine.
I see.
Yeah, it wasn't really quite the same thing.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm like, yeah, next person's wedding, these are gone.
Yep.
And sure enough, off they went.
Right on.
Yep.
I totally support it.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do I support regifting, but I support just gifting old crap. Like something I don't use anymore. Something I don't use anymore. Here, have this.
You like good gifts that are given to you.
Not really. You really don't. Whatever. I mean, gifts are nice and everything, but it's the thought that counts, right? And if it really is the thought that counts, then it shouldn't matter what you give to people.
Well, no.
And if you're giving something to somebody...
If the thought is, I'm going to give them this old worthless piece of crap, that's not a good thought, Ian.
I didn't say it was worthless. It's just worthless to me. One man's trash can be another man's treasure, Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Are you a re-gifter? Do you appreciate re-gifting? Or are you somebody who is adamantly against it? Are you insulted by a re-gift? And you know what? If you're somebody who's insulted by a re-gift, you can flip off, because I don't care. I'll give you what I'm going to give you if I'm going to give you anything at all. Wong said that while 77% of respondents said they re-gifted because the item was perfectly suited to the new recipient, in some cases, the re-gift was far less generous. The study showed that 9% of people admitted that they re-gifted out of laziness to purchase a new gift, and 4% confessed that they re-gifted out of dislike for the recipient.
That's great.
9% admitted they were gifted out of laziness to purchase a new gift. Well, what about the factor of people's budgets are really tight? What about the factor that, you know what, maybe you just can't afford to go out and buy gifts for people? And in America, there's still this silly tradition of, well, if you're invited to a wedding, you have to bring a gift. And there's all these traditions of gift-giving in America. But in America where it's really hard to... you know, have a little bit of extra money. It's hard to put food on the table, hard to pay the power bills for some people, let alone spend money on some lavish gift or some cheap gift. Better to take something from your existing inventory of crap, and most Americans have quite an inventory of crap sitting around. Better to take something you already have that's sitting on a shelf somewhere and give it to somebody else so they can take it and thank you as though they actually care and then proceed to put it on some shelf somewhere. Or put it up in an attic. I hate tchotchkes. They are the bane of my existence, Mark. They are one of the things that I just have absolutely no use for. And I'm fairly positive that in my life today, I have virtually eliminated like 99% of tchotchkes. I'm saying 99% just because I don't want to say 100% and be found that I've been proven wrong. Because I don't believe that there is.
There's the stuffed porcupine up there.
That's true. There is definitely
a tchotchke.
He is a tchotchke.
Yeah, and I.
He's overseeing the show.
And a gift.
Who gave that to me?
I did.
You did that?
I did. I brought him back from Pennsylvania on some trip or another.
Now, would you have been offended if I'd gotten rid of the oversized porcupine?
Yeah, hell yeah.
See, people are so attached to their gifts. It's so silly.
Porcupine.
It's
a member of the Free State Project.
It's a gift. It's something you got at a garage sale and brought it to me, and you'd have been offended if I got rid of it.
Did not get it at a garage sale. Bought it new.
People are so attached to their gift-giving habits, I think it's very silly. And I'd like to know what you think. At 800-259-9231. You know, I'm surprised that they're publishing this in October. This is really more of a December article, don't you think? This is something that should have been published in Christmas time, though I wouldn't have been able to hold on to it for so long. You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. Well, one person that you should probably give re-gifts to is the Pope, because all he does is just take. And in fact, now he's taken away limbo. Isn't that what's happened here, Mark?
Apparently. This is great. I think this is awesome. Pope Benedict the 16th, after deliberation by Vatican theologians, is abolishing the concept of limbo that put the souls of unbaptized infants at risk.
He's abolished the entire concept.
Limbo's gone.
Yeah.
Well, it was never a formal part of the Church's doctrine. The existence of limbo was taught until recently to Catholics around the world. The Times of London said limbo was described in Britain as a place of rest where the souls of the just who died before Christ were detained. So
the people that didn't believe in Jesus?
No. This is the people that, these were the good people that died before Jesus existed.
Oh. Okay.
And,
So they died before Jesus came around.
They were in limbo.
And sat in limbo.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened afterwards? They continue to be in limbo, or do they get promoted to heaven?
I believe that when Christ returns, that the trump will sound and the dead will rise. And at that point, they would then be able to go. You know, nobody's been judged at this point.
So the guys are still there in limbo.
Look, you're asking me what these people thought, and they believe in a concept of limbo that I don't believe in, so I don't really...
I know, but you're the expert on this stuff.
I don't know. You're getting... Catholic stuff, they've been around for 2,000 years. They really had a chance to screw their religion up. I mean, if you talk about the Baptists or the Methodists, they haven't had nearly as much
But now,
time.
Wait a minute. Now, after 2,000 years... The Pope is saying, well, you know, we were wrong about this whole limbo thing.
Right.
What?
Well, you think
they got it down pat by 2,000 years, right?
I mean, I thought that the Pope was God's ambassador on Earth. I mean, the Pope must
have... They talk directly to one another. He's got a hotline.
That's my understanding.
Right.
You know, God, the Pope and God, they get together, they chat. How come the Pope, it must have been the Pope previously that gave sanction to this whole concept of limbo.
Okay.
Why were they mistaken then and correct now?
Mm.
I don't understand that. I mean, how can you do that? How can you change doctrine?
After 2,000 years.
Well, I'm not saying that it's been 2,000 years. There's no saying that.
Well, I mean, if limbo existed before Jesus, then the idea must have been around for a long time, I would think.
Well, no. No. This is an interpretation of what... because people before Jesus didn't know that they were going to limbo because they didn't know Jesus was coming.
Right, but then after Jesus came, they came up with the whole limbo thing.
Nah, I don't think so. I think it's been quite some time.
To explain what happened to Grandma and Grandpa who lived before Jesus.
No. I bet you limbo hasn't been around 500 years.
Okay. Well, what else does the Pope have to say?
This week, an international commission of theologians began its final deliberations on the concept of limbo. Vatican sources told the newspapers that it had concluded that all children who die do so in the expectation of the universal salvation of God and the mediation of Christ, whether baptized or not. So, purgatory in, limbo out.
1-800-259-9231. So wait, there was no purgatory before this?
No. Purgatory's been in existence.
Purgatory's still in.
Purgatory's still in.
Okay. We're going to come back with more. You take control of the airwaves, trying to understand all this. I'm going to do a little research on limbo. We'll come back. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 5th, 2006. Gold opened at $573.80, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $605.44. Again, that's $605.44 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island, a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves even here in the remaining moments of the Thursday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there, we give it all away. So you can help support the show voluntarily by becoming an amplifier. Free Talk Live's AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, if you like the show, you want to help us get on more radio stations around the country, you want to help spread the message of freedom and liberty around the world, then the most effective way to do it is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You go to amp.freetalklive.com to get details about the program, learn about where we're spending the money. We show you right there on the page where the money is going to. Amp.freetalklive.com. Over 280 of our listeners have become Free Talk Live amplifiers, not just to help the show out, but also to help themselves, because there are a few perks involved. You get access to the amplifier-only call-in lines, amplifier-only forum, as well as classic archives. And I, in fact, just posted a fresh, if you will, classic archive line.
Fresh classic archive.
Yeah. So amp.freetalklive.com. Talking about limbo, apparently.
Bum, 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 yeah. Ba, dum, ba,
I was wondering if you'd get around
bum,
that.
Bum, bum, bum.
Do the limbo, ma. Not that kind of limbo, the other kind of limbo. According to Wikipedia, limbo is the temporary status of the souls of good persons who died before the resurrection of Jesus. The word limbo also has been used to refer to the permanent status of the unbaptized who die in infancy without having committed any personal sins, but without having being freed from original sin. Now, I don't know what all that means. It's
okay,
Catholic
well,
stuff.
No, no. That's
no?
Not,
so Catholics aren't the only ones who believe
the concept
in limbo.
Of limbo is Catholic.
Okay.
The rest of it is terminology that is basically Christian. Original sin is the sin that Adam and Eve committed by eating the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
I see.
So they brought sin into the world. That's original sin. You're tainted with that because they did that. It's not a fair concept. It's not a concept that makes any sense to me.
Well, it's religion.
Okay. It
doesn't have to make sense, right?
But what was the other? It said original sin.
Original sin, though the latter use has never received an official approval. So I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, limbo today. It's amazing to me. Wikipedia. I mean, this is news, right? This is fresh news. This
mm-hmm.
Pope getting rid of the limbo thing is amazing how quick these guys update the Wikipedia. Like, somebody saw that news article and
Zoom.
Thought, I need to go to the limbo article on Wikipedia and update this. The International Theological Commission was apparently asked by Pope John Paul II to consider the question of the fate of unbaptized babies. Under Pope Benedict XVI, the commission recommended that the theological hypothesis of limbo be replaced by the more compassionate doctrine that all children who die do so in hope of eternal salvation. So
they die in hope of eternal salvation? I'm not sure.
What happened to all of the souls in limbo? Like when the Pope said, okay, there's no more limbo, did they all just vanish? Or did they all get promoted to purgatory? Or what happened to them?
Well, they would have had to have gone to heaven.
So they got an early pass because they were hanging out there waiting for the Jesus to come back.
Perhaps
right?
Limbo still exists for the souls that perished.
They grandfathered
Jesus.
In.
perished before Jesus.
Right.
But all the children that have died unbaptized since Jesus, those souls actually went to heaven.
Wait,
it's
thought
just a reinterpretation.
I thought you were suggesting that maybe limbo still exists for those who are in limbo as of the proclamation by the Pope.
They're just stuck till Judgment Day?
Right, so they're sort of grandfathered in and they get to keep their limbo.
But
everybody
who
else
wants to keep limbo? Limbo's not as good as heaven.
But nobody else... Well, they're going to go to heaven eventually, right? They're just kind of hanging out, right?
I mean, sure, but...
So now there's nobody else that can go into limbo. Party's closed. Sealing the border.
Hmm.
That's how I interpret it. Not that I know anything.
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't... I can't see that how you could think limbo is as good as heaven. I mean, it's like being stuck in...
I didn't say it was as good.
Salt Lake City waiting to go to Vegas.
So now people are going... Now, allegedly, since the Pope has eliminated limbo, everybody's just going straight to heaven. Just
Kathy,
the idea?
The children that are unbaptized, children that die.
I see. I just want to make sure I understand this, because it's so confusing, all this religion stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's nonsense, that's why.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Sheridan in Texas on the Amplifier line. Sheridan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about how our tax dollars are being spent.
Excellent. Go for it.
There is an article in a magazine called Network World.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to read you the title of the article. I think it pretty much sums it up.
All right, please do.
Sex, okay. Sex, gambling, and computer game sites being abused by Department of Interior. Inspector General finds Internet abuse costing at least $2 billion a year in lost productivity.
Well, now not like the bureaucrats are going to be productive in the first place.
Right, that was billion with a B, so for perspective, that's about 1,100 miles of fence.
So you're saying that there's billions of dollars worth of people sitting around in government offices, government bureaucrats, surfing around on porn sites, gambling, which, by the way, is now illegal, and more.
Right.
That's,
they said it's at least $2 billion a year is going into these activities. So
that sounds about right. Sounds about accurate.
Yeah.
So that's how many miles of immigrant stopping fence is that?
It's about 1,100.
That's nice. So we could have had a much longer fence.
Assuming the 1.2 billion is accurate, which of course it isn't.
It isn't. I was just going to point that out, but I do appreciate your math.
Oh, who's counting?
Right. So that's we should say that's about 1,100 estimated miles of fence.
Mm-hmm. It'll shrink down to about 2, but that's fine.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do about it, Sheridan? I mean, are they just going to report on it?
Just report on it.
Do you even
know? Let me see.
Well, thank you for the call, Sheridan.
The magazine article just reported on it.
I see. Well, I appreciate it, man. And thank you for the call. We definitely appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So there you go. Hey, government bureaucrats wasting their time. Imagine that. That's
what a surprise.
Shocker. You remember that story? It wasn't too long ago. I think we talked about it last year about the mayor of some Massachusetts city or one of the upper echelon bureaucrats who, I guess the Boston Globe assigned a reporter or something like that to actually trail them around.
He wasn't the mayor, but he was some, like you
said.
He
was like 100,000. He was making 100 grand a year.
Yeah, he was a higher level bureaucrat. He was a top bureaucrat, and he'd show up to work about 18 hours a week, tops.
Was it that much?
I thought
it was like an hour a day, 2 hours max.
Something like that.
Yeah. And the times he was at work, you know he was sitting there playing solitaire. You know he was just sitting there surfing around.
Yeah, that's the time they can actually prove he was in the office. That
exactly.
Doesn't mean that he was doing anything.
We have no idea.
I mean,
what
if you're there that
now.
Little, if you work that little, it's difficult to work because you don't even know how.
You can't even get started.
Yeah, you can't. Your brain can't get engaged.
1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Hey, speaking of the government and inefficiency and stupidity, here's a follow-up for you from homelandstupidity.us. A little while back, we talked about a story about ready.gov. This is the Department of Homeland Security's website that is supposed to prepare you for a terrorist attack,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, as it turned out, the Federation of American Scientists came out and announced that the DHS's ready.gov website contained inaccuracies and incomplete information, so much that it launched a counterattack on the FAS. That is, the Department of Homeland Security has now attacked the Federation of American Scientists because an FAS intern created reallyready.org. Remember? Now, they created this alternative website that took the same graphics from the DHS website and made a real, honest-to-goodness, accurate website with real good information, as opposed to the government website, which is just a big waste of time and money. And in fact, they even pointed out how many millions of dollars, I guess, were spent building the government website. The FAS created their version in like a weekend with one of their interns working on it. It cost them nothing. The FAS created the site to demonstrate the numerous inadequacies in Ready.gov, along with a more comprehensive information, also published an analysis of how Ready.gov confuses the public and provides inaccurate and misleading information. Well, guess what? The Department of Homeland Security...
They don't like that.
Instead of saying, well, you know what, you're right, our website was inaccurate, we've fixed the problems, we've used your website and taken some of the information from it and fixed the problems, and now Ready.gov really is ready. No. Instead, they objected to the use of its graphics and sent a cease and desist letter demanding that the FAS stop using the designations and logos that are substantially similar to service marks which the DHS has registered and the use of which, quote, has already confused the public.
How can the government have a copyright? I mean, it's an organization that doesn't exist. I mean, and it's owned by all of us.
Well, copyrights don't exist. They're just file folders, too.
Yeah, but I don't see how the government... I mean, isn't it even more of a stretch that the government can have a copyright than even a corporation?
It's just indicative of what the government is about, that they spent all of the time necessary to register the service marks on the graphics on their website, but they didn't actually get the information correct. That just about shows you where their priorities are.
Yeah, I guess it does.
So now we're going to sue the FAS and send them a cease and desist letter because they got the information right.
God knows we wouldn't want to see those, the American people have a website that they put together that they paid for that would be accurate.
These are the priorities of the government that people expect to protect them? It's Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
We'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey.